Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yo, welcome to another episode of In a Minute with Evan Lovett, coming to you live from the IM Studios in the heart of Los Angeles. And today, we're going to figure out which shoe is more Los Angeles. I'm talking about the classic, legendary LA street shoe, the Nike Cortez, versus the just as classic, just as legendary, frankly, the shoes I wear pretty much every day, the Vans Checkerboard, also origin story in Southern California, and so true to Los Angeles. This is a good one. I've done episodes on both of these shoes, and people come out and they're like, yo, I've been wearing these forever. I love these, blah, blah, blah. We're talking decades of each shoe, not just representing Los Angeles, but worldwide phenomenons that somehow, as fashion trends are cyclical and all this stuff, both of these shoes have not only remained relevant, but are perhaps more relevant and widespread than ever decades after their release. So this is an exciting one. It's a fun episode today. We're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it fun. Two shoes that are close to my heart and important to this city. And before we dive into this episode, got to give a shout out to our sponsor, Arto Brick. You know the name by now. They got the factory down in Gardena. My man Armin, third generation LA American dream story. He builds things. He has a factory. He produces product tiles and bricks that make up some of the most important landmarks in Los Angeles. I'm talking about Alvera Street, Mariachi Plaza, USC, the Archway at La Plaza de Cultura y Artes. The list goes on and on. That's Arto Brick. You need any brick, any tile, handmade high quality stuff. Armin, shout out. Thank you for what you're doing for Los Angeles. So that is our sponsor. Support Arto Brick. But today, this is a fun episode, man, because these shoes have a big presence in my life and have had a big presence in my life. And I'm going to ask you, Nike Cortez versus the Vans Checkerboard, which shoe is more Los Angeles? So let's do this. I'm going to tell you my personal story first with each shoe. I'm sure we all have one of one, if not both. Nike Cortez, guy named, I kid you not, Joel Cortez, kid you not, Holmes Junior High, 1989, used to wear these shoes all the time. And you know what? A lot of people at Holmes did, and a lot of people in LA did, because at the time, and I'm going to be honest with you, I had no idea. It was my first introduction. Introduced me to Latino culture and that kind of uniform with the white t-shirts and the Dickies and the Cortez, which were like mandatory. It was always those shoes. And then by high school and by college, for sure, as they became more widespread, I threw on a pair, owned a pair, figured out how damn comfortable they are. Just good shoes, classic, go with everything. Nike's made so many different types, models, colors, and they're still around, as big as they ever have been. Vans Checkerboard. Now, everybody had a pair of Vans as a kid. Most people had a pair of Vans as a kid. But these are more personal for me now because my son is a big skateboarder. So we're always over at Valsurf. Valsurf, by the way, the world's first skate shop. True story. Also, the founders of Valsurf invented the modern skateboard. I'm not going to go down that path now, but look it up. It's a pretty cool legacy. And Vans is a big time part of that. I'm going to get into the origin story of Vans, but these checkerboards are the most classic shoes. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Never goes out of style. You always see them. Frank Ocean wore them to the White House. You see them everywhere. But let's get into this story about which is more LA. Because even though they're both worldwide, they both have my heart and they both have our feet. So let's go toe to toe and see what's up. First, I'm going to give you the background, right? Nike background. What a lot of people don't realize, I didn't realize it, is we all know Nike's from Oregon and Phil Knight and all this kind of stuff. So Nike was born in Oregon, but Nike was raised in Los Angeles because their first retail stores as Blue Ribbon Sports were actually in Santa Monica. True story. Listen to this. So Phil Knight ran track for Oregon, went to business school at Stanford. And he made a business plan where he was going to sell shoes and all this kind of stuff. And his business plan was he wanted less expensive shoes than the Adidas and those companies that dominated the market at the time. This is the late 60s. So he founded Blue Ribbon Sports, which was a nod to all the blue ribbons that he had on his wall from winning all these track and field meets when he was a kid growing up. And Blue Ribbon Sports used to carry shoes, Onitsuka Tigers, which, again, still around. And that's basically what they did, was they got the shoes from Japan, sold them at their stores, and at a certain point, he's selling shoes from his car. But they opened the store down in Santa Monica, but they sold out real quick, right, as Blue Ribbon Sports. And he was working with Bill Bowerman, who was the track coach at Oregon. And all the while, they were very serious about making a perfect track shoe, a better track shoe. Let's improve it. Thicker soles, more cushioning, more aerodynamic, all this kind of stuff. So when they did, they came out with their shoes, and they were still using the Onitsuka brand because that was the contract they were under. But that store on Pico Boulevard, which still exists, it's not so much a retail store as a run club base nowadays, but you should check it out, Blue Ribbon Sports, opened up in 1967, and it was the world's first running specialty shoe store. And that's where Blue Ribbon Sports and Nike built their business. So that's the good origin of Nike. We're going to get into the Cortez. But let me tell you about the Vans legacy first. Because again, another SoCal classic, another important story, Los Angeles and otherwise. Vans, Paul Van Doren, founder of Vans. Paul Van Doren worked for a company called Randolph Rubber Company, which made shoes, and they were an East Coast base. He was from Boston. They sent him out to California to go and conquer the footwear market out there. He settled in Garden Grove. While he was at Randolph, he had a chance meeting with a legend, Duke Kohanamoku. Sorry, I'm terrible with pronunciation, but the famous and legendary surfer, along with George Freeth. Duke and Freeth are responsible for bringing surfing to the mainland. Surfing has been practiced by Polynesians and Islanders for thousands of years, but had never been witnessed on the mainland until Henry Huntington, who was basically doing advertising for all his real estate, as LA is known to be, hired Freeth and Kohanamoku to surf off the coast of Huntington Beach and Venice and Redondo Beach to kind of draw people to what were these new subdevelopments. But that's aside the point. Van Doren ran into Kohanamoku in Huntington Beach, and Kohanamoku was wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And Paul Van Doren was like, I have an idea. I have these canvas shoes with rubber soles, and I want to make a shoe with that pattern. Would you let me take that pattern and make a shoe out of it? And Kohanamoku said, heck yeah, let's go. Let's do it. So Van Doren went to the factory, made the shoes, and they started selling the Aloha slip-ons. This is in 1965. And Van Doren, the light went on. It wasn't just about the basic shoes. People wanted customization. People wanted DIY. But Van Doren wanted to build from the ground up. So along with his brother, James Van Doren, his partners, Gordon Lee and Serge Delia, they launched the Van Doren Rubber Company. So March of 1966, they had their first store in Anaheim, and they sold these canvas deck shoes directly to the company, and they called them Vans. The Vans number 44 were the authentic deck shoes, and those were the first Vans, and that is the origin of Vans. So both of these shoes, from a grander scale, have incredible Southern California roots, okay? Los Angeles, Santa Monica versus Garden Grove, Anaheim. It's right there, Southern California. So here's where we started. But we're here to talk about the Cortez versus the Vans checkerboard. Let's talk about the origin of each shoe, shall we? Okay. Nike Cortez. Right now, it's a community. It's a tradition. It's a culture. But it started as a running shoe. It was first and foremost, most importantly, a running shoe. And it was debuted to the world at the 1972 Olympics, okay? Where a number of medal winners had the Nike Cortez on their feet. And this was the most watched summer games up to that point. But how did it actually get to go from, remember, Nike wasn't Nike yet. This was Blue Ribbon Sports. They were selling the Onitsuka Tigers. How did they get to the Cortez? Well, 1968, Mexico City Games. The runners that were trained by Bowerman, again, Bowerman was the incredible track coach from Oregon, was training the world's best runners, the United States' best runners at that point. He had them, he was working on these shoes. And I'm telling you the story with the waffle iron, and they were making these shoes by hand in their garage, trying to improve these track shoes. In the 68 games, the Onitsuka Tiger Cortez, it was called the Tiger Cortez, it was the brainchild of Bowerman, he had runners wearing those. But because of the Blue Ribbon contract, they had to be Onitsuka brand. And Bowerman's prototypes were considered Tigers, right? Tiger Cortez, the Onitsuka. But what happened is with the Mexico games around the corner, they weren't allowed to roll out these shoes as their own. They still had to be under the Onitsuka brand. So Bowerman named him the Aztec, paying homage to the Mesoamerican civilization that thrived in what eventually became Mexico. Okay, very big connection to Los Angeles already. But the problem, Adidas already had a shoe called the Azteca Gold. So he couldn't call it an Aztec because Adidas threatened to sue. So the name Azteca and Aztec were off the table. Bowerman was pissed off. Aggravated was the word, but he was pissed off, and he was a guy who was very fiery. If you read the story, read Shoe Dog, Phil Knight's autobiography, great book. You get a lot of this insight there too. So Bowerman wanted to make a signal to Adidas. He wanted to let them know that Blue Ribbon was not just up and coming, but they wanted to conquer the footwear world. So Bowerman was like, wait, what was the name of the person that used the brutal tactics to conquer and overtake the Aztecs and seize Tenochtitlan, their capital? Well, the answer was Hernan Cortez. And he's like, that is the name of the shoe. So that is how the Cortez came to be. That's the origin story. Now, how did the checkerboard come to be? Vans was doing just fine. Paul Van Doren, family operation. He had all his partners. And they became skateboard shoes almost off the bat. This is right. Again, thank you, Val Surf. But thank you, everybody, that contributed to the origin of skateboarding. Look, like they were then, they are now. These are rugged. You can literally do, and I do anything in these. I'll go hiking in these. I'll running, jumping. My son's all over the place. But they got the grippy soles, and they're tough, and they're canvas, and you can wash them, and you can clean them. So they're utilitarian, and they were affordable. So skateboarders gravitated to them. At the time, a pair of Vans was $8. And here was the cool thing. You could buy one shoe. And I don't know if you guys skate. My son skates. He rips the hell out of his shoe, especially like the breaking foot, right? So what Vans did that was ingenious that appealed to skateboarders, they sold one shoe at a time for $4. And it gave money back then, just like it is now. Affordability is key. You could buy one shoe, replace one shoe at a time. in addition to being grippy and usable and tough, these shoes appeal to skateboarders and they appeal to these this culture. And that's like kind of Vans ethos to this day. And Vans grew. By the end of the 70s, they had 70 stores. Vans signed Stacy Peralta. They signed Tony Alva, these classic legendary skaters, Dogtown and Z-Boys. And it wasn't quite that Vans yet was quote-unquote skateboarding shoes, but because of Alva, because of Peralta, they developed the first skateboarding shoe. And they also developed the slogan, Off the Wall, which not just represented, you know, the crazy-ass tricks that all these skaters do in the pools, in the bowls, jumping, you know, wall jumps, all this kind of stuff. It's kind of a mentality where you're off the wall, a little bit crazy, a little bit zany, a little bit outside the box. And that's what Vans represented, was this creative rebellion. And again, going back to Paul Van Doorn, they were big on DIY since day one. Like the shoe, and yes, it was Randolph Rubber Company at the time, but Paul Van Doorn was like, this is DIY. Let's make these different patterns. Let's make it work. Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Just checking the time, yo. I'm just checking to make sure we're recording, actually. I don't have my production studio in-house today. This is a solo episode, and that's why we're going off the wall here. No, but seriously. So, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Paul's son, Steve Van Doorn, who's still around today. Great dude. I met him at ValSurf, and he is the nicest man that you are ever going to meet. So generous, so giving, so kind, but also brainy. And he observed local skateboarders. And this dude's in the culture. We got old pictures of Steve. And this is in the Vans episode. We got old pictures of Steve on the skateboards and stuff. Very freaking cool to see. But local skateboarders in the Los Angeles area. And by the way, Vans had taken over Southern California. Taken over Los Angeles. Already 70 stores. And they weren't even Vans yet. They were Vans. But they weren't like Vans like we know. But he's taking over. So local skateboarders were taking that deck shoe. And they were using permanent markers. Little Sharpies. To create these checkerboard patterns. It was just the style at the time. And they were doing the checkerboard patterns on the midsoles of their Vans. Well, Van Doorn, again, using that DIY mentality and just always being in tune with this culture. That's what Vans is about. And it's still about why I love and represent Vans. But he printed the pattern on the canvas upper of the slip-ons. And just like that, this checkerboard design was not only born, but it took off, right? And this is when ska music and two-tone was happening in Britain. And that movement was somewhat meant to transcend racial divisions and racial tensions. And it used a checkerboard pattern as a symbol of racial unity. Well, look, skateboarders were kind of outcasts. Like, let's call it that. They were ostracized. I'm going to tell you the truth. I didn't skate when I was a kid because I saw them. They smoked first, they drank first, they had sex first. I was intimidated by these dudes, right? And it was a culture, but it was a culture of everybody. Skaters, I could just tell you in LA, going back to my home's junior high, Mexicans, blacks, Middle Easterns, Jews, whites, everybody. So this checkerboard pattern, which represented easing racial tension, now was printed on these dope-ass shoes that were comfortable, that were tough, that were utilitarian. And so it started taking off, and it became a favorite amongst fans of those subculture. But the big moment. And Seven Eckies, if you can, put a little Spicoli picture over this, by the way, from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Because Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Sean Penn, Jeff Spicoli, picked out his own shoes for that role. And you know that role, man. Iconic as they come, he picked the Vans checkerboard sneakers. And at that point, with the stoner kind of outcast, everybody's favorite sort of rebel wearing those shoes, took off. And in fact, the Vans checkerboards were on the cover of the soundtrack, and they were all over America and, of course, Los Angeles. So the sales of the checkerboard skyrocketed, and these became a household shoe overnight. So that's the Cortez origin, the checkerboard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sport Origin. So now let's talk about the rise of the culture, because this is where it gets very serious and very LA oriented. Let me take a sip of water and a sip of coffee. Hold on. Just the water. I'm going to skip the coffee right now. All right. Cortez, boom. Again, one thing you got to remember. These are really tough shoes, comfortable shoes. I got multiple pairs. The ones I use for working out, navy and gold, by the way. But they're thick. They're light. There's a lot of cushion. I work out in them. I play sports in them. That's a big deal. And what they have extra heel, bounce for the ounce, all this kind of stuff. But it was the 1980s, and they took off. They were a good selling shoe for track and for running. But by the 1980s is when they took over LA, right? Nike had those deep blue ribbon roots in California, and Nike had more stores in Los Angeles than they had anywhere else. So again, we think of Nike Oregon, but it's really an LA company. Like, its DNA is a lot of Los Angeles. So classic look. Affordable price, always a key, affordable price, and a good tough shoe that you could run, you could jump, you could do, or you could chill, and they look dope with that outfit, right? They had their deepest roots in the Black and Hispanic communities. Call it what it is, gang culture. You got Eazy-E repping Cortez hard, a lot of old photos of them, Eazy and all those guys in the Cortez, but again, it was the Latino culture that was the cultural ambassadors of the Cortez. I'm going to take it from my boy Esteban Oriol, who's been on this show, who has sat in this very seat, who is an icon and a legend in Los Angeles, the inventor of LA Fingers, by the way. Whenever you see this, you can thank Esteban Oriol, the famous photograph. Seven Ekis, let's get that photograph on here too. The Esteban Oriol classic LA Fingers. Quote from Esteban Oriol: like white tees, bandanas, and Dickies, Cortez let the world know that you weren't to be messed with. Now, I'm not sure if he said messed with or fucked with, but the quote I got right here is messed with. And that's Esteban Oriol right there. So this was an essential part of Chicano culture and Chicano streetwear. It was a fashion statement, but it was a symbol of resilience. It was a symbol of toughness. It was a symbol of neighborhood, and it was a symbol of tradition. And you know what else? Perhaps most importantly, Cortez was a symbol of LA. And again, go back to 1989. I was a young pup. I didn't know any of this stuff. I didn't know anything. But I knew that the dudes who wore the Cortez were not to be messed with. And that was the absolute truth. So bouncing off Esteban Oriol, inextricable with Mr. Cartoon, those dudes, the dope documentary about them both. Mr. Cartoon, if you don't know, you know if you're watching this show, but tattoo artist, writer, just another legend. He actually created a unique version of the Cortez, removed the logo, and replaced it with the head of an Aztec warrior with European features, because it celebrates the group of people that emerged out of the mix of colonization. And again, if you go back to it, it's a little bit spicy in my opinion, because the shoe was named after the people that conquered indigenous Mexico, but it's been embraced by Latinos and a lot of Mexicans. So I think that cartoon was a big, Mr. Cartoon statement was a big moment and something that further entrenched Cortez in Los Angeles and world lore. Now, the Cortez was also worn by Forrest Gump in the movie Forrest Gump. It's been Bella Hadid, Kendrick rocks Cortez. Cortez are big, and we're going on 50 years now, one of the greatest shoes and one of the greatest selling shoes ever made. Okay, checkerboard culture. Already touched on it, but we're talking about high schools, skate parks, punk shows all up and down the coast, but a lot of LA. I mean, again, timeless classic, Peralta and Alva, the godfathers of skating and skate culture. Look, it's had its ups and downs, but it is a proud and strong culture. And the rebellious LA ethic, right? Embodied by skateboarders, but anybody who's even, I'm gonna just call it what it is, wannabes. I'll jump on a skateboard, but I'm not a skateboarder. But somehow these shoes, they just make you, you have that feel, you see them and you smile, right? And it's creative, it's DIY, skateboarding, Warp Tour, artists, go Venice Beach, anywhere, you're gonna see the checkerboard shoes wherever you go. These shoes are an ambassador for Southern California authenticity, individual shoes harkening back to the origins and custom creative DIY spirit. And what says LA more than that, right? So look, in conclusion on this, both these shoes are dope. There's an immigrant connection here, a cultural connection here, a transplant connection here, super culture, pop culture, movies, Hollywood. They're both LA. They're both origin in Southern California. What I want to know, what do you think? Which shoe to you represents Los Angeles more? Is it the Nike Cortez or is it the Vans Checkerboard? Both proud history, proud culture. And to this day, we're talking about 50 plus years with the Cortez, 40 plus years going on 50 with the Checkerboard. Both relevant, both social statements, cultural statements, both truly iconic. And I mean, this is important. Look, I own them both. I own multiple pairs of Cortez. These are my Checkerboard. My son has some Checkerboard. My wife has the Vans canvas shoes. These are both LA shoes. And I want to know your opinion. Leave me a comment. Let me know your thoughts. They're both in LA's DNA. They're both, and by the way, they're both comfortable. They're both shoes that you can wear anywhere. You could dress them up. You could dress them down. Go take a hike. Go run. Go skateboard. Go do whatever you want. And that's the bottom line. They're both quality shoes with great LA DNA. So I want to know what you think. Is it these Nike Cortez or is it these Vans Checkerboard? Both of them are LA. You know I'm not going to pick because I rep them both. But I want to know what you think. And honestly, man, it's a fun episode. And I got to give a shout out, plug the shirt, new logo. What y'all think about the new logo? This is the debut right here. Be ready. We got some merch coming out. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this. The new shirts go well with the Checkerboard and the Cortez. But let me know which one's your favorite, all right? And which one represents LA the most. And tell me your memories of either shoe, the Vans or the Cortez. All right, y'all. Nike Cortez versus Vans Checkerboard. Which shoe is more LA? All right, LA. It's been a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.